From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday, said he's seen no evidence of improper contact between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We do need to have some scrutiny put on to the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians and anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
Nunes said he has no plans to expand the investigation underway, but the panel's ranking Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, said the probe is far from over.
The committee has reached no conclusion on whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Russian officials, or any Russian contacts, nor could we. We have called no witnesses thus far. We have obtained no documents on any counterintelligence investigation, and we have yet to receive any testimony from the FBI on the investigation of potential links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Lawmakers have been looking at details, the findings of the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the election in an effort to help Mr. Trump defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. So thousands of South Sudanese refugees have crossed into Sudan this year, fleeing famine and conflict. Jane Howard is with the World Food Program.
This is a man-made situation. It's really caused by the conflict that's been going on. Unfortunately, the conflict means that roads are cut off, we can't get access to bring people food, there's no food in the market, and really the whole country is sort of falling apart.
More than a million have fled the country since war broke out in late 2013. This is VOA News. President Trump late Tuesday delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress, a message whose themes were outlined Monday by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
Monday, the Trump administration unveiled a 2018 budget blueprint calling for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. Mr. Trump spoke about that to the nation's governors.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The budget expected to be made public next month seeks to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. The UN Security Council is set Tuesday to vote on a ban of helicopters to Damascus and blacklisting Syrian military commanders over suspected toxic gas attacks. Russia says it may veto that resolution. On the ground, government airstrikes reportedly killed at least 11 in the town of Ariha in Idlib province, while the Syrian army is said to be closing in on Islamic State positions in northern Aleppo province. Israeli forces evacuated 9 homes in the West Bank settlement of Ofra after the Supreme Court ruled they were built on private Palestinian land. Troops uprooted the Amona settlement early this month following a similar court order. Senior officials from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea met Monday in Washington on ways to further restrict funding for North Korea's weapons program, especially targeting Pyongyang's illicit activities like arms sales. In South Korea, a retail giant lot Tuesday signed a deal to provide a golf course as site of the U.S. missile defense system, which has been criticized by China as a threat to its own security. Malaysia's attorney general said two women detained over the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother will be formally charged with murder Wednesday. They are suspected of attacking Kim Jong-nam with a cloth doused with VX nerve gas. In Afghanistan, a gunman opened fire, killing at least 11 policemen. The gunman could have been another policeman in what could be the latest in a string of so-called insider attacks. The commercial venture SpaceX says it plans to launch 2 paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the 2 passengers or how much they're willing to pay. He said the deposit they made was substantial. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.